In a tiny way, I slowly became my own little foreign correspondent. Whenever I had some spare time, I'd fly off somewhere and explore. I went to Vietnam and squeezed into Viet Cong tunnels. I went to Nicaragua and skied down the side of a live volcano. I drove across Syria looking for a cave in which I'd scratched my name as a 10-year-old boy. I explored the legendary Empty Quarter on the borders of Oman and Yemen. I drank lethal homemade vodka in a tenement block outside St. Petersburg. I scuba dived on ancient wrecks off Dominica and cage dived with great white sharks in South Africa. I had finally put down my roots. I had my lovely wife and kids in our house in the Cotswolds. So I lived this curious dual life, and the older I got, the more I became drawn to explore offbeat and curious destinations. Something else inside of me appeared to be trying to resolve itself. I had no name for this curious wanderlust until I read a certain article in The Observer. It was about Guyana, which sits on the northern coast of South America and is one of the most inhospitable countries in the world. I once did a comedy show in which I pretended to be a man ringing various foreign embassies from prison. The story I told them was that I'd just won a lot of money on the lottery and planned to tour the world when I got out. I was therefore planning my itinerary and wanted to know whether or not their country was worth a visit. When I got the Guyanan ambassador on the phone, I asked him what there was to see in his country.
Not much really,